The World Food Programme has confirmed it's resumed delivery of aid in Sudan's capital, Khartoum. Deliveries have been repeatedly delayed because of fighting between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. Operations were suspended earlier this month after three aid workers were killed. The UN says more than half of Sudan's population is in need of humanitarian assistance. We're going to bring in Asil Jeriz. She's a public health specialist and a civil servant with Sudan's Federal Ministry of Health. She fled Khartoum a few weeks after the fighting began. She's talking to us now from Cairo. Thank you very much indeed for being with us. I want to ask you about the kind of details we were able to get out of Sudan at the moment. It appears to become more and more difficult, particularly when it comes to the number of people who've died and the kind of health conditions that are in Sudan. Why is it so difficult for medical staff in Sudan to be able to speak out about this?
Unfortunately, just yesterday, SAF has started arresting doctors. Dr. Mr. Ala Nugut, who is a surgeon and an active member of the political party FFC and the main speaker of the doctors' union, has been arrested, and that is because of political issue of a forging of a screenshot that indicated that he was aligning with RSF. But that's completely photoshopped. Like, there is no proof that he was doing that. And another thing is that Dr. Ala Nugut has always been the voice of the truth for most in Sudan. And he was speaking for doctors, he was speaking for public health specialists, he was speaking for the civilian rights in the country. So he was always targeted. He was part of the Federal Ministry of Health at one point, the Health Policy and Planning Directorate. He's a surgeon and he's an active member. It's those who are speaking the truth that are now mainly targeted.
If, as you say, there appears to be some sort of action being taken against medical staff, what do you think that means for people who are having to receive treatment in hospitals and medical centres?
Unfortunately, that will, of course, affect them. There is no voice of the truth. It's very unsafe for medical cadres at the point because they're not only getting targeted, the RSF are looting hospitals till this day. Last week, they just looted two hospitals. The Ahmed Gassim Hospital was one of them, and they threatened the doctors in them, and which in that case was just very sad. Even for the doctors to have the safe corridors to reach the hospital is almost impossible in areas of Khartoum and Darfur. Although in some areas like Jazeera and other states, it is relatively safe to reach hospitals, but in Khartoum, the conflict remains. Areas in like Omdurman are having an increasing number of RSF on the grounds, and the doctors cannot really reach the hospitals. Even the resistance committees who were acting as part of a civil movement to deliver medications are unable to leave their houses because also them are now targeted. The Federal Ministry of Health have received a lot of donations, about 300 tons of medical supplies that are now in Port Sudan and in the stores of Jazeera. And they can be relatively safe to deliver to states of the unaffected states, but Khartoum and Darfur, unfortunately, there isn't any safe way to deliver things till this moment. Organizations like Medicine Sans Frontières, which is Doctors Without Borders, are working really hard to deliver, but unfortunately, even their stores has been targeted. Even one of their doctors was killed in Darfur, which is very much sad, and it's just a really sad time for medicals now in Sudan, because even those who were able to speak, even those who were able to reach the hospitals are now more in threat, and it just really breaks my heart, you know.
I mentioned before that you're talking to us from Cairo, and I understand that you've left members of your family still in Sudan. Why did you feel it necessary to leave?
Of course, there's the safety reasons, and it's just that at this point, you wouldn't feel that it's safe enough for you to stay there, live there, report there. And even if you want to do anything, you can do it from abroad. And it's just, for me, securing a better future for myself and my family. I had to leave. I took a very dangerous journey 2,000 kilometers, three buses, one car, a ferry, and then almost 30 hours later, I reached Egypt. But indeed, it was a very hard journey to leave.
Yes. Tell us about what your family in Sudan is describing to you about the situation that they're facing at the moment, and of course, the people around them.
My people in with Madani are very safe, and that's my direct family, and that's why I kind of am secure. But unfortunately, a couple of days ago, I've been sent a video that the RSF are trying to send medical supplies to Wad Madani, and looks like this is their way of trying to replenish their photo and their image to the public by sending medication and medical convoys, and which is apparently just threatens the people in other states that were relatively safe, given that Jazeera is the one state that is the closest to the capital that people are fleeing to, and now it's in danger because RSF are saying that they will get there. It hasn't yet been proved, but that's a video that they had that it's shown that the medic I can share with Al Jazeera that shown that they were delivering medications. But I've been speaking to members of the resistance committees in areas of Omdurman and other areas in Khartoum, and most of them are just now in fear because one of the members in Shambad Bahri have been arrested. So there is a direct attacks and targeting to the civilians that are trying to keep the peace by both parties, unfortunately, which is just very sad. Today, yeah. Omdurman and yesterday has been filled with RSF. They've been threatening, looting homes. They want people to leave their premises, which is.
Asil Gharis, we appreciate you talking to us on Al Jazeera and telling us your story. Thank you very much indeed for your time.
You're very much welcome. Thank you.